Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to a behind-the-scenes, beauty-schooled investigative episode of Fat Mascara.
Interesting.
I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. We're talking about a crazy eye-massaging beauty gadget that we're trying, the new FDA-approved lip filler from Juvederm, and rounding it out with gray hair and what the hell to do about it.
And we have journalist Virginia Sol Smith with us. She went to beauty school, and she lived to tell about it.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Jen, it's real early.
Yeah, this is the first time we're recording in the AM, people.
It's early. I'm not a morning person. and I figured I'd bring us a little surprise.
Oh.
These, like, wackadoo ski goggle eye massaging things.
Sounded like it was going to be, like, meth or some pills or something.
I brought you something.
What did you bring me?
They're called Jadu Eye Massagers.
Okay.
I know they look crazy, but just put it on.
Oh, it looks like a ski goggle mask.
They look really chic.
And why is this good for morning? Why do I need this?
Well, they have all these little nodules inside, and what it's going to do is it's like going to massage your eyes. It vibrates. It seems a little weird.
So it's a face mask with little nodules to massage around my eyeballs to make me look what? More awake?
It's going to stimulate the circulation.
This is scary. Okay, I'm putting mine on. Have you tried this yet?
Of course. I wouldn't let you try something
okay,
like
this. This is my present. Why
aggressive?
Is mine Barbie hot pink and yours is
I know,
like Darth
I'm kind
Vader?
Of pissed that you got the Barbie one.
All right. Here we go.
But it's going
on my head right
it
now.
It increases the... Oh, you look hot.
Thanks.
It increases the lymph flow. And by doing that, it's going to reduce dark circles. And it's just going to, you know, kind of... I think by like shaking your eyes a little bit,
around your eye.
Yeah, around your
like
eye.
When you're no, at not a facial eyeballs. And she's doing all the lovely tapping around your...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because you don't have like an in-house facialist in the morning.
You can have a jadoo.
You're going to have a jadoo. It's going to shake
all right.
stuff
I
up.
I feel like an idiot. Are you putting yours on?
I'll do it too at the same
okay.
time.
So now what do I do?
Listeners, you might hear a little rumbling.
Yeah, we sound a little nasal with these on. Oh my God. Wait,
it feels good.
This doesn't feel like a facial. It feels very vibrate-y.
It just kind of, I find it a little calming.
Is this meant to wake me up or make me go to sleep?
Oh, look, it pulsates.
It's pulsing. It's pulsing.
It pulsates.
Okay. I don't hate it.
No, it just kind of shakes things up. It stimulates the lymphatic drainage.
I'm lifting mine off. I can barely talk with this on. You can see out of it, which is cool, but it's definitely not something I could be doing, I think, in public.
No. It's for at home, on your pillow, in bed, just to kind of transition to the day. And I actually feel a little bit more bright-eyed and, like, relaxed.
Weirdly, I'm not lying. Your eyes look more open. Why is that? Maybe your lymph fluid drained away.
I think it did something.
Okay. Great. So the rest of the episode is going to be super exciting.
I feel energized.
Love
you
it.
Do, everyone.
You do it.
It's a do. Oh. Somebody please hire us for copy and branding. Okay? Not just a pretty face.
Oh, baby. Don't you lose your lip on me. No, now.
Jess, I have dermatology news for you.
Oh, I love a bit of dermatology
and
news.
And you know I do too.
Yeah.
So Juvederm just came out with a new lip filler called Juvederm Volbella. It just got FDA clearance last week.
Oh. And what does that mean, FDA clearance? It's safe? It's been tested?
It's been through all of its three stages of clinical trials and is now officially a drug that is available in the American marketplace.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You couldn't go to a doctor today and get it, but within the next 3 months, it'll be like going out to doctors.
Cool.
Not that you need lip filler. But here's why it's different. I don't know if people really know what lip filler is. I think they still picture, what's that movie with Goldie Hawn where...
Oh, First Wives Club.
Yeah, you know, like a big collagen tube in your lips and it looks fake. Because we've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah.
But the good lip fillers are hyaluronic acid spheres, which are... It's a chemical that holds like 300 times its weight in water, I guess.
Something crazy like that.
There's different forms of it. And so you inject that into wherever you need fullness, and it plumps up the area temporarily. So like the older version of Juvederm, I think it lasted like six months. This one's different because, first of all, it lasts a year. And then it also has different weights of hyaluronic acid. So I'm going to throw out a term here. I think it's more viscous, if you will.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the point of it is not necessarily to get that full over-plumped look, but just to like smooth out the little vertical lines you get in the top of your lips as you get older.
Okay.
Which, do you have those? No,
you're
young. I think people call them smoker lines.
Yeah, but even if you don't smoke, we're going to get them.
I assume so. It must be genetic.
It's like the lipstick bleeds into them. That's why a lot of, you're aging, like you don't want like something too creamy.
I just noticed that I was starting to have to wear lip liner sometimes on the top lip, mm-hmm. so it didn't bleed. What do you think? Should I get Juvederm Volbella instead?
I don't think you need that. Come on.
But like, I see.
It's nice to know that this tool exists for when you know.
Yeah, so
time
you
marches
look
on.
Like fish trout pout. You'll just be smoother.
Yeah, I think a lot of like the lip fillers are getting a lot more realistic because people who I don't expect to have lip fillers will tell me like, oh yeah, I've gotten lip filler.
So many women I know under 30 have lip filler.
I don't know how I feel about that. Under 30, it still kind of freaks me out.
But yeah. I know, so I'll wait. I'll wait a little bit
Please
longer.
Please wait. Please wait.
But for anybody else who's interested, check it out. Juvederm Volbella XC is what it's called. And it just got approval. Very interesting.
Every silver lining's got a touch of gray.
The other day, I've really been noticing, well, it's been happening, but the other day was really brutal.
What?
I was in some bad lighting.
Yes.
And I saw that my grays are coming in really fast and furious. I used to be like, oh my God, I found a white hair. And now it's like tufts. Like above my ears, and like in my hairline. So,
tufts.
Okay. So I was like getting ready for dinner with my friend, and we were like getting ready in the mirror like girls, and I went to go pull a couple out, and she goes like, oh no honey, she goes, when you pull one out, don't you know six come to its funeral? And I looked at her like, is that really true?
You're a beauty editor. You should know about this.
I know I should, but let I don't. Me, I'm just...
Listen, I have some know. Expertise in the matter, as you know if you've ever looked at me. I have a full head of gray hair, and I've had
it's
it since...
full.
All right, but...
You have like a cool streak.
I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, let me school you. When you pluck a gray hair, more do not come back. I think the myth got started because while the gray hair isn't there, you're aging, so more gray hairs are coming in. Then the one you pluck starts regrowing, and all of a sudden it looks like you have three where you just had one, but really, you were just getting a little bit older in the process. So she's wrong.
Okay.
But you are doing what I had to do when I was 15, is when I started seeing tufts of gray hair come in. So I've been dealing with it since then. So do you want me to, like, welcome you to the club?
Yeah.
You have red hair, which is kind of an issue, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's gorgeous and you don't want the grays.
I just don't want to start, like, chasing it now with a dye.
Right. So when I first started getting gray, like, teenager, fine, nobody cares. But in my, like, when I hit, like, 19, 20, I started using a semi-permanent at-home hair color because, A, it turned the grays into, like, a little bit of a highlight because they were lighter, but it didn't look like it was dyed. And then it washes out so it doesn't give you gray roots, which is what I think really makes you look old, even older than, like, gray hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was using the one, the Garnier, Nature something.
Oh, the Clairol Natural Instincts?
Thank you, Clairol Natural Instincts.
No, I used to do a Clairol Natural Instincts glaze, but that doesn't cover these bad boys up anymore.
Oh.
They're too strong. Yeah.
Okay, so then you're at the phase where I am, where like you need some serious dye.
Exactly.
Are you ready to go there?
I'm not quite sure yet.
The other thing you could
do. It's a commitment.
I don't know where your grays are, but what I do, first of all, I have a huge white streak, so I dye around it. So I dye the rest of my hair permanently brown, and the white streak comes through. But when I'm getting roots coming in on my hairline, I use Color Wow. Do you know what that is?
Yes. We feature that all the time in Cosmo. It's a really cool product.
Which you've never had to use till now.
Yeah.
No, it looks like an eyeshadow compact, but it's a powder color that you use a little brush and you paint it on. And I was like, this is never going to stay. But it really works. It covers the gray and it lasts through like the whole day. And then you wash it out when you shampoo. And I mean, you can't see the gray when you put it on.
Okay, I'm going
to
try that.
We have to. I don't know if they have a red shade. We'll have to get one for you.
I'm going to investigate this.
All right, this is going to be an ongoing fat mascara trial of what Jess is to do as her tufts of gray hair, which, by the way, I can't see at all, really, as they start to come in. Follow along, listeners. Time to meet one of the big personalities of the beauty world. This week's guest is writer Virginia Soul Smith. And I don't know if she knows this. I call her VSS when she's not around.
Love
so
that.
Virginia
so cool.
Soul Smith. I've actually been following her writing since 2010. She wrote an article about going to beauty school. And I sort of, Virginia, I internet stalked you for a while until, as you know, I got you to write for me at the magazines I was at. And I just love your writing. And Jess, she's written for you too, right?
Yeah, you wrote for Cosmo on the big sunscreen story.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So the topics that Virginia typically writes about, just so you know, are social selling of beauty products. She's written about anti-aging skincare and how it really works. You love a little subculture. I know you like to find your way into weird little worlds, but we're so excited to hear what you have to say. So welcome, Virginia.
Thank you for having me.
And you know I'm going to have to ask you about beauty school first.
Of course.
This is like what fascinates me. So you went to beauty school dropout. I think it's called cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you attend that when you're a writer?
So I actually went to the aesthetics program at cosmetology school. So there's a little known fact about beauty school. There's cosmetology is really just hair.
Oh.
And then aesthetics is where you do waxing, facials, body treatments, like all the spa
stuff.
And that's what I did. Yeah. And then there's nails. It's like its own little separate world within the world.
Right.
So it's kind of what you just touched on. I mean, I love exploring different subcultures. I love, and especially women dominated subcultures, like sort of female only spaces. And I think beauty salons are in some ways like, I mean, they're like this holdover from another time in a lot of ways, or these places where it's like all women, you know, doing beauty work, like being together, you know, the Steel Magnolias kind of image of beauty salons.
Yes.
where you're all best friends and all of that. So it's always just been a world that I was really interested in. But at the same time, as a beauty consumer, which I definitely am a big beauty consumer, you always feel a little awkward. I always felt a little awkward in that world. Like, it's weird when someone's waxing you.
There's a power dynamic.
Yeah, and it's a weird power dynamic because it shifts back and forth, right? I mean, on the one hand, you're the paying customer. You kind of get to call the shots. Salon workers are grossly underpaid in most parts of the world. So, you know, there's this whole sort of economic thing going on. But on the other hand, you're having to be really vulnerable with them. They're seeing you naked or they're seeing you without makeup, which is apparently very rare for some women. You know, they're seeing you in all these like tense, you know, and they're having to kind of like zero in on insecurities and fix them for you. And so
there's so this, all of this is what you were thinking about when you were like, I wanted to know what it was like
on the other side of the salon chair, the spa bed, because I wanted to understand more about that relationship.
So was it all women in your school?
There might have been one token gay guy in the hair program, but definitely in aesthetics, there was no men. Yeah. But interestingly, the school is owned by a man. A lot of salons and beauty schools are owned by men.
Which is its own weird
right. So it's like this strange sort of a lot about that school in particular. But, you know, from talking to other people, I think this is a common trope. You have kind of like this one straight male super alpha guy who owns the school and kind of, frankly, like mansplains the heck out of it to the women there.
Yeah.
And then you have like all the women who work for him or who are students there and that whole dynamic. Yeah, it was fascinating.
I know Jess was like, what is it like? Like, what's a lesson like?
So the program I did was 600 hours. It took 9 months because
were you working at the same time?
I was working
like just for your own education.
Well, it was you know, for material. It was because I knew I wanted to write about it, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I was still doing my usual freelance magazine writer gig during the day, and then at 5:30 I'd have to like race.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup with the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com,
Quince, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
It's down to get there because you had to be there by 6 p.m. or you were late and you lost points. It was a very complicated, stressful system. Yeah. And then I would be there from...
You lost points.
Yeah.
Like, on your...
Like time. Because in order to graduate, you have to get your 600 hours. So right. If you're like 15 minutes late, you're going to have to make up those 15 minutes because it's all about... It's like a clock system.
Right. Please tell me about some of these hours. Like if you're learning a lesson, like today's lesson is facials. Are you doing them?
Yes. Yes. It's very hands-on. The first like maybe 150 hours or so is more bookwork. I mean, there is a textbook and we would have quizzes and, you know, it would be like more what you would think of with school. But then once you reach pretty early on, you're in the spa of the school. So at first you work on each other. And then once you get to a certain level, you're working on clients, customers that come into the spa. So it was very much like working in a spa. It was like I had a part-time job working in a spa, doing facials, doing makeup, doing bikini waxing, stuff.
What was that like? Just
which one, the bikini wax?
Bikini waxing, that's what you want to know about. That's what everyone wants to know about.
That's what everybody wants to know.
I can't.
You want to know what it's like to be up in another woman's vagina. I mean, let's just, I can use those words.
I mean, I'm curious. I've been on the receiving end, so.
Oh,
so it's actually physically really challenging.
Were you scared the night before? I just have to ask you.
I was more scared about being waxed. I mean, I had been waxed
by your fellow students.
But yeah, the fact that you're going to, because we had to learn all this on each other. So while I have had many bikini waxes from well-trained professionals, the idea of doing it, you know.
The girl with the 15 hours under her belt.
Yeah.
Did you know who you were going to be partnered up with?
Yeah, well, you kind of like worked it out in class and traded off a lot. Yeah, yeah. So you knew.
It wasn't like taking a name out of a hat.
No, but there was a lot of, there was one brave girl who was like willing to be the first Brazilian because everyone was like, okay, you can kind of
just do Brazilians too?
Yeah, Brazilians are that.
Okay, you were saying, so it's a very physical?
It's very physically challenging.
In what way?
Well, you have to get in really weird positions.
We do when we're getting one.
Yeah, well, because you have to kind of maneuver, like you're bent over the table, like you get a really bad backache because you're like bent over the table doing all this stuff. You're having to like move, like carry their legs, move them in weird ways. Like it's pretty physically demanding. Mm-hmm. You stop thinking of it as a vagina pretty quickly. It's like just skin and hair and you're just like in this weird space.
So you've disassociated from the person above.
You kind of have to, which is one of the troubling things to me because they sort of become like just this like object to you that you're working on, but it is human. And of course, this is the fact, every woman who comes in for a bikini wax apologizes in some way or another. Like they all say,
I'm sorry,
such a hairy beast.
And I have hair.
Exactly.
Like, what's there to apologize for?
They all apologize for that. Yeah. I'm sure you have.
For having one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For having hair that needs to be removed. And it's like, which is such a weird thing.
And so you do the like the calm patter that they do, like, oh, yeah, honey, it's fine. Yep. Like, what did you do this weekend? And then you just get down to business.
Yep. And then you stop thinking of it. Like I said, it kind of just becomes like skin and hair. And, you know.
This is kind of reassuring to know, though. Then I will feel maybe a little less, you know, scared to go in there to think like she's not judging me. You're not judging.
No,
they're just thinking of it as like a palette. Like, this is my job. This is just like.
And you're thinking like, my back really hurts. I want to go on break. This client's taking too long. I'm gonna miss my break. Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a job, and you're kind of in that zone. I mean, the sort of times where it was more than that, I would say, was when we were working on each other, because we did have relationships, obviously.
You know them.
And like, there was this one, like the girl who volunteered to do the Brazilian, there was like three of us waxing her because everyone has to get practice. Because that's the other thing, you have to do a certain number of procedures, so you're always trying to get your practice in. And, you know, we were not very good at it. Things were going badly. Wax was sticking in bad places. Like, it was kind of a mess, a hot mess. And
literally
a hot mess. But it ended up being this kind of great bonding experience, because, like, it was like I can only compare it to like coaching women through childbirth. We were like her Brazilian doulas. Like, we were like,
it's not unlike it.
And, you know, it was like this very, so this is what fascinates me about the whole world, is you have what is on the face of it, you know, basically a service that we do to please men. I mean, removing body hair in painful ways is like definitely something from a more patriarchally driven beauty culture.
Right.
Sure. But in that space where we're doing this thing that can be so objectifying, it became this really empowering, like, beautiful moment between women
bonding
and like getting through it together.
Yeah, like, we've all been there, honey. Like,
yeah, you're totally right in that way. So I ended up being, you know, I definitely went in expecting to sort of find the entire thing like exploitative, and like both for the worker and for the woman, and just like be angry about it. And I ended up being like, you know what, under the right circumstances, it can be a beautiful thing. You know, I mean, if it makes her feel good about herself, like the customer,
right.
if the worker's being well paid and respected for the work, you know, then it's kind of
awesome.
But it
wasn't like all vulvas all the time. You did other stuff,
no,
right?
Definitely.
So, like, facials. Like, what was the craziest thing that happened in school?
I think probably one of the craziest nights was when we had to learn to spray tan. Because now
they've added that into the curriculum.
Yeah, because it's very trendy. So, you know, it was like with one of these airbrushing machines, you know, like the, like, not the spray tans, the tank.
The booth. Right.
We didn't have the booth.
It's like a handheld. Doing it by hand. Like,
yeah, your hand.
Couture tans.
Exactly. So we were learning to couture tan each other.
The couture tan?
I just made it up. I don't know.
Bespoke hashtag tan. Couture tan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now it's a thing.
It's going to be a big thing.
But you held it. So yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're having the little, like, aerosol can thing.
But because it was so messy, we couldn't do it out in the main spot. So we're like all crammed into the bathroom and like the shower. And like spray tanning each other, and everyone's like turning weird shades of orange, and like,
know,
it's just, that was definitely one of the nights where you're like, what is this?
It sounds like,
doing?
Like the premise of like an E, like, reality show.
Yes,
like,
a reality show.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's probably something they haven't developed.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm Hollywood.
You go ahead and pitch
that. You can
call
me.
You can
I'm here, Hollywood.
Send your residual check.
Yeah.
So spray tan night was a crazy
night. Yeah, that was a really weird night. I mean, otherwise, I would say, stuff like, I mean, anytime you're doing the body treatments, like the body wraps, it's there's still the element of they're getting pretty naked. Also, most of that stuff really doesn't do anything. So there was the weird knowledge that you were just doing something completely pointless.
You mean like facials and body wraps?
Facials, I actually think, also are kind of pointless, to be honest. I'm sorry. I know I'm talking to beauty editors.
No,
okay. It's okay.
I'm not that into a facial myself.
But I mean, really, with a facial, you're paying someone to wash your face and put moisturizer on, which a lot of us
you're
know
blowing
how to
a lot of
do.
People's minds right now.
Yeah.
Like women love, they're like, she told me I needed this. And
I know.
They're always like, there's congestion.
Oh, they
what
do.
What does that mean?
Yes. It means if we tell you there's congestion, you'll buy a product to fight your skin congestion.
Which is exactly what I sat there and I was like, oh, what's going to fix my congestion?
Yeah.
Which I was like, does she mean like I have a stuffed nose? I was so confused by that. That
that
happened recently
at a
facial.
So scary. It's like, get it out.
Get it out, get it out.
And I will pay X amount of dollars to do so.
Well, and then they can extract you. I mean, extracting is really fun. That extracting pimples.
It's really fun?
It's super fun.
I feel like it might be.
It's super fun. So come on, like, who does it? Okay, first of all, we all pick our, like, everyone does it. Everyone like picks scabs and squeezes pimples. So to be able to do it like with free rein, because you're wearing gloves and it's like you've been trained how to do it correctly.
You're getting
if you're
paid to do it.
If you're that type of person who like gets off on that,
yeah,
oh my god,
totally.
Which weirdly, I feel like everyone you talk to about that, I have not yet found a person that doesn't really enjoy plucking a hair.
Yeah,
or,
super satisfying.
And they
satisfying.
All think it's really weird. And I'm like, no, everybody likes plucking hair.
Yeah, it's,
like, I'm going to tell you something really gross. I like popping my own pimples.
And you're like, yeah, everybody yeah, likes that.
We all do.
It's very enjoyable.
We love it. Yeah. We love it. Yeah.
So that part.
Yeah, that part's
like,
super fun. But other than that, I would say facials are pretty much your, I mean, if you like that you get to take a nap while you have your face washed, I definitely see it's like a nice multitasking. If that you want to pay someone so you can sleep while your face is washed, great. But other than that, no, your skin's not going to like be
okay, so
much
in the Virginia Soul Smith world, we are not getting body wraps or facials.
Right.
We're being very
unless
careful.
You just
what are we
like
getting
them.
Done? Spray tans?
I mean, if you want to be tanner, sure. Yeah. And it does
waxing.
Visibly work. Okay. I mean, at least with spray tans and waxing, like, you, there's no, like, mystery to whether it
right.
worked or not. Like, you either have less hair.
I am tanner or...
I am tanner. So
tan and hairless.
Yeah. I like the beauty treatments where the results are very tangible,
got
you
it.
Know, and you don't have to be like, oh, yeah, I sort of see. I have less wrinkles. What maybe? Yeah, that's...
And you
okay.
and you've worked in other, I mean, you've researched other things besides beauty, and this must be part of your life, is that you've picked up all this knowledge along the way. Like, you, I remember you wrote a story about female Viagra, energy drinks. I mean, you've done stuff on detoxing, meditation. Like, after, 10 years of writing these kind of things, what have you changed in your own life that you, like, actually do? Obviously not body wraps.
I mean, I would maybe still do it just for the fun of it, not to fight cellulite. I mean, I think what's really awesome about just what I do and what you just talked about is you get to sort of have flings with lots of different things and
yeah.
they don't always stick. Like right now I'm doing a really cool story on weightlifting. So now I'm like getting really into weightlifting right now, but like talk to me in 6 months. I don't know that I'll still mm-hmm. be weightlifting. Like that
yeah.
could be a fad.
Well, but we both work at women's magazines and we get this complaint all the time that it's like, you're just selling me something I don't need.
Yeah.
And you're just writing a tip
right.
to write a tip.
Yeah.
Like what are some of the things that you're like, actually I gave a good, like that was
really,
a really good tip.
That really
I followed
stuck,
myself.
Stuck with
yeah.
that.
Like
wearing sunscreen, definitely.
Yeah,
that's so
I've,
sure.
yeah, definitely drunk the sunscreen Kool-Aid.
I know you did something on detoxing. Do you detox?
Yeah, okay. So detoxing, I don't...
Like, that's a word we're very skeptical. I'm
yeah,
very skeptical.
I am, yes, as well you should be. I don't believe in detoxing. Like, from doing that research and talking to a lot of experts, it's pretty clear you don't actually cleanse your body of toxins. You don't need to, like, follow a special diet to, like, remove impurities from yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of garbage.
Your body does that already.
Yeah, you have
it's
a liver and
liver.
Kidneys.
Yeah.
It's doing a great job.
I'm so
yeah.
glad she's supporting us
yeah.
on this.
Okay. Oh, completely, 100%. Yeah, no, the detox piece for self, that was definitely the conclusion we came away with, was that it's a lot of marketing garbage. What I did, however, get super into while I was on the detox was protein smoothies.
Okay.
And they've kind of revolutionized my breakfast life. Not
okay.
because they're detoxing me, just because I realized eating a lot of protein in the morning means I'm not angry by 11 a.m.
Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Jen.
Raise a wand, Jess.
You first.
You're not loving this morning show. And I'm like totally feeling it. Okay. So as you know, I was just on vacation.
Yes.
I went
your
to
pictures
the,
were amazing.
I just went to the highest and driest place on earth. The
it
Atacama.
It looked like you were Mars.
It was like Mars. It was the Atacama Desert in Chile. It is windy as, I'm sorry, windy AF
windy
is what I'll
AF.
Say. So my skin got all chapped and I needed a fix. And I had this lovely stuff in my bag and it is bomb. It's Waxaline. Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
I found it at Whole Foods, like right near the checkout when they get you with the little goodies. It is called the Petroleum Jelly Alternative. So it's a non-mineral oil, non-petrolatum-based jelly that like works sort of like petroleum jelly does, just to soothe and act as a protectant on the skin.
Do you put it on your face?
I put it everywhere. Like, look, under my nose, it's still, like, a little bit peeling.
Mm.
You know when your nose is peeling and it looks like you have boogies, but
oh,
you don't?
Yeah.
So I've been putting the Waxaline on. They use beeswax as the base of the protectant instead of mineral oil. I really dig it.
And you didn't break out.
And I didn't break out.
No, your skin looks really good.
Ta-da.
I said that to you the other day. It looks good.
What are you raising a wand to?
I'm raising a literal wand. A mascara wand.
Oh, good. We have not done a mascara yet.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Kind of.
So remember when Sir John was here a couple weeks ago and he was like, I'm all about like, either a cobalt blue, like hit of liner or mascara. He's like, oh, you could even do like, khaki or hunter green. My
yes.
eyes were like, bing, because
ba-bing.
I like love green.
Yes.
The YSL Rouge Couture, hold on, Vinyl Couture mascara, mm-hmm. I have in hunter green.
Ooh.
It is... so gorgeous. Like, if this doesn't look like a jewel, what does? And you just pop it on your lashes. You don't even need a lot of like line or anything. And here's the best part. I actually wear this to work. And you can't see that it's green under like fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
But once you're outside or in natural light, it gives you just that little bit of someone to be like, "Are you? Oh my God, is your mascara green? Ooh. It's so pretty. It's not garish and gross. It's subtle and beautiful.
Ooh,
it's all about that natural light hitting the green outside."
I think Sir John would approve.
Oh, it is SJ approved indeed.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.